Good morning.
Good morning.
The service begins on the opening of the order of service. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
And blessed be his kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, who before the passion of your only begotten Son revealed his glory upon the holy mountain, grant to us that we, beholding by faith the light of his countenance, may be strengthened to bear our cross and be changed into his likeness from glory to glory. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Amen.
A reading from the second book of Kings. Now, when the Lord was about to take Elijah up to heaven by a whirlwind, Elijah and Elisha were on their way from Gilgal. Elijah said to Elisha, "Stay here, for the Lord had sent me as far as Bethel." But Elisha said, "As the Lord lives and as yourself live, I will not leave you." So they went down to Bethel. The company of prophets who were in Bethel came out to Elisha and said to him, "Do you know that today the Lord will take your master away from you?" And he said, "Yes, I know. Keep silent." Elijah said to him, "Elisha, stay here, for the Lord has sent me to Jericho." But he said, "As the Lord lives and as you yourself live, I will not leave you." So they came to Jericho. The company of prophets who were at Jericho drew near to Elisha and said to him, "Do you know that today the Lord will take your master away from you?" And he answered, "Yes, I know. Be silent." Then Elijah said to him, "Stay here, for the Lord has sent me to Jordan." But he said, "As the Lord lives and as you live yourself live, I will not leave you." So the two of them went on. 50 men of the company of prophets also went and stood at some distance from them as they both were standing by the Jordan. Then Elijah took his mantle and rolled it up and struck the water. The water was parted on one side and to the other until the two of them crossed on dry land. When they had crossed, Elijah said to Elisha, "Tell me what I may do for you before I am taken from you." Elisha said, "Please let me inherit a double share of your spirit." And he responded, "You have asked a hard thing. Yet, if you see me as I am being taken from you, it will be granted to you. If not, it will not." As they continued walking and talking, a chariot of fire and horses of fire separated the two from them, and Elijah ascended in a whirlwind into heaven. Elijah kept watching and crying out, "Father, Father, the chariots of Israel and its horsemen." But when he could no longer see him, he grasped his own clothes and tore them in two pieces. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from the second letter of Paul to the Corinthians. If our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. In their case, the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelievers to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. For we do not proclaim ourselves, we proclaim Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as your slaves for Jesus' sake. For it is the God who said, "Let light shine out of the darkness," who has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus took with him Peter and James and John and led them up on a high mountain apart by themselves. And he was transfigured before him, and his clothes became dazzling white, such as no one on earth could bleach them. And there appeared to them Elijah with Moses, who was talking with Jesus. Then Peter said to Jesus, "Rabbi, it is good for us to be here. Let us make three dwellings, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He did not know what to say, for they were terrified. Then a cloud overshadowed them, and from the cloud there came a voice, "This is my son, the beloved. Listen to him." Suddenly, when they looked around, they saw no one with them anymore, but only Jesus. And as they were coming down the mountain, he ordered them to tell no one about what they had seen until after the Son of Man had risen from the dead. This is the gospel of the Lord. I speak to you in the name of the one holy and living God, Creator, Redeemer, and life-giving Spirit. Amen. I am John Talbert. I'm a retired priest here in Chattanooga. I served as rector of Good Shepherd Lookout Mountain for 23 years, and before that was a college chaplain. And interestingly enough, your supply priest, Perry Scruggs, was one of my students at FSU when I was chaplain there and later was my associate at Good Shepherd. So this is my first time here at St. Thaddeus, and I'm glad to be here with you because since I've retired, this now completes the circuit. This is the last parish in the Chattanooga area I had not preached in. So now it's good to be here with you. Jesus, in the Gospel of Mark, is on the move. Jesus is always on the move. Baptism, temptation in the wilderness, healing, moving on to other towns, moving on to another place. Jesus is on a journey, a somewhat circular and curious journey that takes him all throughout the whole region of Galilee and then after where we are in today's gospel, heads toward Jerusalem. It's not clear what his destination is, but I think that is part of the point of his journey. Jesus is on the go. Jesus is forming disciples on the go. After feeding 4,000 followers at the Sea of Galilee, he goes north, heading up toward Bethsaida. Peter's dramatic confession that you are the Lord, the Christ, and then Jesus explaining what that means, that he must suffer and then be killed, and Peter saying with dismay, "No, this cannot happen to you." And after this news, then, Jesus takes his sort of inner circle, his three closest companions, his three closest disciples, Peter, James, and John, for a vestry retreat. And they go up on this high mountain, and they see him transform. They see Jesus in a whole new light. As a matter of fact, a light begins to turn on for them. They have this mountaintop experience. And Peter, who was confused by this, said, "Let's build three houses here to mark this occasion. One for you and one for Elijah." And Jesus says, "No, you don't understand. Let's go. Let's go." Jesus is on the move, and his disciples want to stop and build monuments to the past. In Mark's narrative, I think this is the turning point of the whole story. This is the centerpiece of the Gospel of Mark. So what is the story of Mark? What is he trying to tell in this earliest of the four gospel writings? Is it about Jesus, miracle worker, feeder of thousands, stiller of storms, healer of the sick, beloved son? I don't think that's what Mark's trying to get across. I don't think so. Mark's story is not about Jesus. Jesus, of course, is the star of the story, but Mark's story is not about Jesus. Mark's narrative is about discipleship, because that is who Mark is writing for and writing toward, the followers of Jesus. Right at the beginning of the Gospel of Mark, Mark has Jesus call disciples. He says, "Follow me." It's about teaching disciples. It's about the difficulty and struggle of being disciples. It's about the task of following Jesus as a disciple. Jesus is on the move, and we want to build monuments to the past. Mark's narrative is not even about Peter, James, and John. Mark's narrative is about discipleship. Discipleship here and now. Mark's narrative is not about them. It is for us. For us here and now. Are we going to follow Jesus, who is always on the move? That's Mark's question. It's interesting that the Transfiguration story is the gospel reading for the last Sunday in Epiphany in all three of our liturgical years, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, years A, B, and C. It's always the gospel reading before Lent begins on Ash Wednesday. Lent calls us to a recommitment to discipleship, to following Jesus. Disciples come from the same root word as the word discipline. Disciples and discipline. A discipline is something that we do that challenges us, that stretches us, that refocuses us. And if it's not challenging, then it's probably not a discipline. Giving up something for Lent is our signal that we are willing to let go of certain compulsions and habits that get in our way of following Jesus. Now, giving up chocolate or alcohol is not going to change your lives, or it might. But it's not necessarily following Jesus. It's simply practicing letting go. A Lenten spiritual discipline might be dwelling in the Word, sitting with a scripture passage and letting it soak in, or resting in prayer, not haranguing God with our own needs and wants, but simply sitting, resting in prayer, listening for what God says to us. It might be supporting one another. It might be turning in solidarity to those who are most vulnerable in our society. Any or all of these are spiritual disciplines designed to help make us disciples. Jesus is always on the go, and always there moving out ahead of us. Mary, my wife, and I attended the Dawson Convention this past weekend, where since I've retired, we still go, even though I'm not required to go, and we go and support what we're both involved in, the Children's Nutrition Program of Haiti. But I don't think it was an accident that the theme of the Diocesan Convention was being disciples now. Now, I have to confess to you, being a retired priest, I don't pay a lot of attention anymore to what the diocese is doing. I didn't go to the pre-convention meetings, so I didn't know that was going to be the title or the theme of the convention. And I had written this sermon before I went to the convention. But last night, when I got back, I had to do some rewriting because of what happened at the convention. Mary is a nurse here in town, and she worked on Thursday, so we didn't get to leave till late afternoon, and we didn't get to Knoxville till probably about 8 or a little bit after 8, and we checked into the hotel and then went across the street to Chesapeake's, which is a wonderful seafood restaurant there in Knoxville. And we shared a half dozen raw oysters and a glass of wine, and maybe I had 2. And then we each had scallops prepared in a different way. And as we were finishing off our glass of wine, and the waiter came up and said, "Would you like some dessert?" And we both said, "No, we're full." He said, "Okay, your check's already been picked up." I said, "What?" He said, "Yep, your check's already been picked up." I said, "By whom?" He said, "An angel in the bar." So I went into the bar, and I didn't see but one person who I did not know. And I said, "I'm not going to go up to him." And so all night long, when Mary and I got back to the hotel, we thought about who could that be? Who was in the restaurant we saw? And of course, some of our friends had come by just before the waiter. And so we accused them of shielding whoever it was in the bar. And they all swore. And then we tried to think of who was it that was in the restaurant. And so we started accusing different people of collusion and trying to figure out, and we never did figure out who it was that had done that. Someone gave us a gift, and we had spent the entire evening trying to build a monument to the last evening, trying to figure out what had happened, trying to get in control of the situation, trying to make ourselves feel comfortable. Jesus acted and then moved on. And we were trying to build something out of the last night. Discipleship is about following Jesus. And Jesus is on the move. And we try to capture the past. Discipleship is about letting go. Letting go of our needs and compulsions. Letting go of our need to control and be in charge. My brothers and sisters in Christ, we are at a place in our world today that calls us again to learn and practice what it means to be disciples of Jesus and to follow Jesus, who is always on the move and who is always moving toward God's kingdom in the world. Toward God's kingdom in a world that envisions justice and righteousness for all, not power and control. A world where the surprising presence of Jesus appears at the most unexpected of times. And if we're going to be disciples of Jesus and to follow Jesus, it's going to challenge us. It's going to stretch us, both as individuals and as a church. As the church, we've got to quit building monuments to the past, and we've got to move on into the world following Jesus. With Jesus in the world, it's not going to be comfortable. It's not going to be easy. But but to be with those who are not welcome, who are the outcasts, who are marginalized, those who are unpopular. Too long, we as individuals and we as the church have chosen the easy road. As Richard Rohr, my favorite theologian, says, we have worshiped Jesus instead of following Jesus. We have worshiped Jesus instead of following Jesus. We have worshiped Jesus instead of doing what the gospel calls us to do. This is my beloved Son. Listen to him. And if we listen to him, we're going to have to follow him. And if we're going to follow him, it's going to challenge us. It's going to change us. And it even might change the world. But that's not our task. That's God's task and mission in the world. You and I are asked to come and join in God's mission by recommitting ourselves as disciples and being willing to follow Jesus wherever it leads, and being willing to accept Jesus however Jesus comes to us. Amen.
Please stand with me. Let us share our faith together by reciting the Nicene Creed found on page 9 of your bulletin. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of the sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world.
Prayers of the people. Father, we pray for your holy Catholic Church.
That we all may be one.
Grant that every member of the Church may truly, humbly serve you.
That your name may be glorified by all people.
We pray for all bishops, priests, and deacons.
That they may be faithful ministers of your word and sacraments.
We pray for all who govern and hold authority in the nations of the world.
That there may be justice and peace on the earth.
Give us grace to do your will in all that we undertake.
That our works may find favor in your sight.
Have compassion on those who suffer from any grief or trouble.
That they may be delivered from their distress.
Give to the departed eternal rest.
Let the light perpetual shine upon them.
We praise you for your saints who have entered into joy.
May they also come to share in your heavenly kingdom.
Let us pray for our own needs and those of others, especially those on our prayer list. Margaret,
Jean, Steve, Nicole, Courtney, J.R., Blair, John and Joan, Paul, Marie, Chuck, Jimmy, Martha, Renee, Jane, Brian, Teddy, Richard, Regina, Irene, Larry, June, Michael, Joe, Laura, Baylor, Shelley, Betty Pat, Philip, Ed, Alberta, Tom, Angel, Jenny, Tony, Zach, Betsy, Michael, Clara, Georgina, Judy, Joyce, Bernard, Russ, Jerry, Sarah, Bill, Martha, Shane, Judy, Bill, Jean, Richard, Jackie.
Are there other petitions? We pray for the members of our armed forces. We give thanks for those celebrating birthdays this week, especially Jonathan Nimig and Haven McGrath. Almighty and eternal God, ruler of all things in heaven and earth, mercifully accept the prayers of your people and strengthen us to do your will. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen.
Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy upon you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen. My brothers and sisters, the peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Peace to Betty and Jean. Peace to peace to Betsy and Chuck. Peace to Jane.
Was it great next week?
Peace to Jean and Betty and Jane McGrath and Betsy and Chuck.
He's getting a little gray hair.
Running to me.
No, that's not a good week.
You sure you want some of us?
You have Ness. Was Courtney Hicks who read the first? Okay, Linda. All right. She made me want to preach on that passage the way she read that.
I'm taking my sewing machine. We're taking art projects, but she's an artist. I'm hoping she'll help me.
Be seated. I think Dee has some announcements. I wanted to make sure who it was that read the first lesson. Linda, the way you read it, it made me want to preach on that instead of the gospel. Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for an offering and a sacrifice to God.
When from death I'm free,
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. Because you gave Jesus Christ, your only Son, to be born for us, who by the mighty power of the Holy Spirit was made perfect man of the flesh of the Virgin Mary, his mother, so that we might be delivered from the bondage of sin and receive power to become your children. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Holy,
holy, holy, holy Lord, God.
We give thanks to you, O God, for the goodness and love which you have made known to us in creation. In the calling of Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all, in the word made flesh, Jesus, your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night before he died for us, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, according to his command, O Father, we remember his death. We proclaim his resurrection, we await his coming in glory, and we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, O Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his sacrifice, that we may be acceptable through him, being sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, put all things in subjection unto your Christ, and bring us to that heavenly country where with blessed Thaddeus, with Peter, Paul, and John, and all your saints, we may enter into the everlasting heritage of your sons and daughters. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation. By him, and with him, and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory be unto you, O Father Almighty, world without end. And now, as our Savior Christ hath taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your heart by faith with thanksgiving. Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the most precious body and blood of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and for assuring us in these holy mysteries that we are living members of the body of your Son and heirs of your eternal kingdom. And now, Father, send us out to do the work that you have given us to do, to love and serve you as faithful witnesses of Christ our Lord. To him, to you, and to the Holy Spirit, the honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. Go forth into the world in peace. Be strong and of good courage. Hold fast to that which is good. Render no one evil for evil. Remember the poor. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Honor all persons. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Amen. Let us go forth in the name of Christ.